Rearview? Rearview?
Yeah.
Does anyone need a water break? Oh, hold on. I think we got some yeses.
WMFO Medford.
About this particular, which one? Rearview? Yeah, so, they never let me do this, by the way. They always yell at me if I try to tell stories about the song. So I guess this is a little different.
All right, water break's over.
Whoa, look at the time.
So this one's about water breaks.
Nice. Good story.
Yeah.
Down here on the ground, down here.
next to? What's up next? Your weight stars.
Sure.
Cool. It is fun playing at MFO.
Yeah, MFO is a good place. We love it. It's a good time.
MFO has its radio station. Medford now has its own beer.
What?
It does. Medford has its own beer. Yeah. Not in here, Medford, just in general. The Medford Brewing Company. Yes.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Well, all right.
Well, all right. So we're called Old Jack. Listening to songs from our latest record called Luck and Drive. And this last one here, I believe this is our last one. This is our last one. And we're going to go ahead and just get that started for you. This one. This one's about people far away, too, I guess you'd say.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. That was Old Jack coming to you live from Studio D. We'll be talking with them shortly, so stick around to hear what they have to say. We're going to continue on with a little music from Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys.
Like I'm some sort of stranger you haven't got to know before. Every year, 600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org or make a check out to the Trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO Attention Donation P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice. Think of the puppies.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, so we're back. We just listened to two songs, the most recent one from Abby Barrett from her latest CD, That Shame, called Get Up and Go. And before that, Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys with Stayed off of her record. And now we have way too many people in the studio right now, which is awesome, because Old Jack is in the house. And hold on, I don't even have everyone's mic on. Not a surprise. Oops, hang on.
It's on now.
How did you know?
Now it's on. There we go.
Yes, there we go.
No, we are not. Wait.
He's a little.
There you go.
I don't need to say anything. Anyway.
Yes. No?
No, he's a little.
Hello. Come on.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait.
Four.
Wait.
Hello?
It says four. There we go.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay, there we are.
I had to do the whole turn it on, turn it back, off and on and on and off.
Off.
And
yes.
There. That's, and that did it. Old Jack, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Hola. Hola.
That was a fabulous set. Thank you. Well,
no,
that was
thank you.
Really, really awesome.
Yeah, it felt good to get up there and just kind of, it sounded great and it just felt good, right? I mean,
yeah,
I had a blast. Did you guys have fun?
I had fun.
I haven't asked them if they had fun yet.
So it.
This
great.
Could go terribly.
Wait, we don't know the answer. So yeah, you get to play with like no people in front of you in a very cramped area where you're stepping on each other.
Yeah, it was like rehearsal.
Just like rehearsal.
It was,
yeah.
It was like, oh, let's rehearse the set.
Don't need to practice this week.
No, it's good.
No, it's fantastic.
No, we need to practice this week.
Yeah. You think?
like right after
well,
this.
We should just talk about one night then, because I'm tied up tomorrow. Friday, is everybody good for Friday? That'll make for good radio. If you can hear what one of our trying to get everybody together sounds like, mm-hmm. you'd be
there's
amazed.
A lot of people in this band.
There are. We've had more, but there's seven at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've had a rotating cast of characters.
Yes. We've this lineup's been solid for, 2 years now?
A couple years, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years now. We've been going at it as this band, and we just this version of Old Jack just released this record, and I think we're you know all pretty proud of it, and we put a lot of work into it. We wrote it together pretty much, and we rehearsed it together and played it out together, and then went to a studio and recorded it together. I guess that's what you're supposed to do, but you're like, oh, so you're in a band.
Yeah. There you go. So you guys have a residency at the Lizard Lounge.
We do.
Every last
actually,
Saturday?
And Abby Barrett is going to be playing, and so is Lonely Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And so, yeah, it's just a thing. Billy has been kind enough, and the whole Lizard crew has been kind enough to let us keep going at it. And it's kind of our way of saying, okay, we just want to make music, and, you know, I don't want to send
4,000 emails.
What I say. I just don't want to send 4,000 emails, and I don't want to harass people to come to the other places to see me. Like I'm happy there. It's like home. A show in our living room. It is home for us. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's been very good for us. The record was basically written at the Lizard Lounge. Yeah.
Cool.
Because we gave ourselves a task to write a song every month, And sometimes they went over okay, and we kept the ones that worked. And then now you have the record that's there.
Yeah, I would say the ones that didn't wouldn't even be B-sides. They'd be like C-sides.
F-sides.
Not even on the outtake. No,
it's no outtakes.
When you're like real excited about a brand new song, you know, play it live, and everyone's like...
Everyone's like, what was that one that you played? That was like the fourth one.
Oh, could you play that other song? Because that was...
Yeah. Are you guys going to do your greatest hits again?
Yeah. That was part of the exercise, though. We needed to go out there raw and naked sometimes to see what was going to work. Yeah. And it taught us how to play together, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It taught us how to figure out what ideas worked with this group. And then sort of halfway through, we decided... These songs are working, let's kind of hone and shed those songs. And then Dan built a studio in his house in like 24 hours, and then we had an album.
It wasn't 24 hours, but there
48,
was,
okay.
There was some lack of sleep going on.
It was fairly quick.
It was fairly quick, though. We did good.
And it's awesome.
We did good, and then we moved in before it was ready, and so we're still working on it.
Fine.
But we needed a record to record.
Yes. We'll be working on it again.
Yeah,
and again.
Don't say that. I don't want to work on it forever.
Yeah, good. Yeah. How was playing on a roof last week?
Oh, that was amazing.
That was awesome.
That was really, a great really cool.
Nice, yeah. Nice view there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was great.
Shout out to the
people, the staff at the Verb. They were amazing, and Paul Armstrong, and just everybody who sort of put us there and got us up onto that roof, and Boston Music Awards, and
yeah, nuts.
I mean it's
great
such
idea.
A cool thing to do. Like,
great idea.
You know, you're up there, and you're like. Like, you know.
Yeah, okay.
The list of bands you've seen playing on a roof are pretty small. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing thing. So I think everybody who's been has had a blast. Yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah. It's cool. Climb through a little portal to get up there and passing your gear up the ladder. It's really fun.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very fun.
So you're up for a Boston Music Award.
We are for the residency, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we managed to win it last year, and we got nominated again this year, which is pretty awesome. It's that story's pretty cool. It's, you know, when we went about like doing the whole thing, it was kind of, I think those people who know me have always, they've heard me say things like, being famous isn't something I'm chasing around. Like, I want to be like, you know, I want to be like Dennis Brennan, you know, I want to play music forever and have people still come see me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of the whole thing with the Lizard, and that's why we all decided to go there. And what's happening? Why are we pointing out the Lizard?
Well, no, it's the beeping, but I just realized it's the traffic light.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the clock.
No, it's the traffic light that beeps.
No, it's like
whenever you can't cross the street.
Anyway,
we were talking about
nonsense anyway, but yeah, so it was really cool to do that. It was cool to be nominated next to Dennis, and then it was really, you know... Sorry, Dennis. It was cool to win it. I mean, we worked hard, so.
There's all good company in that category.
Yeah, it is again this year, too. Yeah. I mean, if you get a chance to, you know.
You've got institutions that are, you know, all nominees in that thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the places that are nominated for them are, you know, Atwood's and the Lizard, and you know, it's just it's great company.
Yeah,
it feels good.
I mean, we have a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, so it's like it's hard to choose because, you know, it's like, oh, this week, what am I doing? I'll go over here. And the next week, I'm going to go over there.
But the last Saturday, you know where to go.
Yes, of course exactly. I do. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Yes.
They have a great beer selection.
Yeah, great beer selection.
Oh, my God.
And dinner
there is good. Yeah.
The tater tots.
Oh, my God, the best.
Everybody's had some tater tots.
They get the BLT so where they put the avocado slices on it. It's great.
Not that we're pitching any particular dinner platter.
I'm just saying, you know, it's good to have a steady gig.
These chairs are really awesome when you're hot. I have to say that they are the best feeling for being hot. And, like, we should put them in cars and, you know, send them to like Jamaica.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So you're a little sweaty. Is that what you're
I mean,
to say?
I might be. You know, I wouldn't worry about the chair.
Oh, though. Don't go in that. Nobody could go in that room for at least a week and a half, Joellen. Yeah. Don't go in there.
All right, we're gonna open the windows and leave it that way.
Yes.
So the CD is called Luck and Drive by Old Jack. Where can people pick this up?
The physical copies you can get at Last Saturday's.
There you go. best reason.
Or you could reach out to us if you're really obsessed about having it in physical form. It is nice, the physical form.
It is nice. You know, I like the sealing wax on the back and everything.
If you're satisfied getting it, you know, through your computer device, you can get it pretty much anywhere, Amazon or iTunes, or there's links all over. You can listen to it on SoundCloud or Pandora, right? I think it's everywhere. And then
basically
you can also
everywhere.
Go to oldjacked.bandcamp.com and you can pay us whatever you think it's worth.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so it's there too. I mean, I think we make out better there than we do anywhere else.
All right. Send bands your money. They need it.
That would be great. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for playing for us this evening.
Thank you.
And good luck at the Boston Music Awards.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to continue rocking with a band that reuned last week. One of the bands. But this is the show that I was at. Human Sexual Response.
I knew that was who it was going to be.
I could have guessed that.
Like a wheel within a wheel's box, I feel the grating friction between us. Metal needs metal and wood needs wood. It's an addiction between us. Like two hands of a clock that cross, don't stop. The time is wasted between us. Minute by minute with less and less in it, till there is nothing between us. And though the void will swallow me, I must into the empty well that waters us. Will I fall or just dissolve a bit of dust? Am I asking for too much?
Oh,
dreams of you. It's a pretty conversation piece, or a flashy hotel, I think. A flower is a one-night stand, only good for your lips and hands. But awkward like a naked man. All the patience we've learned while watching all the
strokes in secret plans.